The death toll is rising. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. At least 47 deaths in Florida are being attributed to Hurricane Ian. Meanwhile, rescue and recovery efforts are still underway. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Search and rescue teams out in full force across Florida and South Carolina, combing through the remnants of Hurricane Ian, as tens of thousands of homes and businesses have been leveled or completely washed away in both states. Ian could prove to be one of the costliest hurricanes to ever pummel the U.S.
Ian is now a post-tropical cyclone, scattering rain across areas of the Northeast. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveling to Florida on Wednesday after visiting Hurricane Fiona-stricken Puerto Rico on Monday. A day after Russian President Putin annexed Ukrainian territories, Ukrainian forces making advancements. Fox's Trey Yingst has more.
The blue and yellow Ukrainian flag flying once again over an area Putin claimed as Russian. Ukrainian forces continue to push forward, bolstered by increasing supplies of Western weapons, destroying Putin's claims of success. In his nightly address, President Volodymyr Zelensky reiterating his vow to fight for every foot of land. The path of our enemy is also completely clear, Zelensky says, defeat, shame, and condemnation. There are serious concerns in the West that Russian President Putin faces such internal and external pressure that he may take a step up on the escalation ladder.
Russian troops retreated from the eastern city of Lyman. Venezuela's government freeing seven jailed Americans. They were swapped for President Maduro's wife's two nephews, who had been in prison for several years on drug smuggling convictions. Stampede at soccer match in Indonesia, killing at least 174 people. America is listening to Fox News.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Supreme Court is beginning its new term this week. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
When the nine justices hear arguments to start the new term tomorrow, there will be seating available for the public, attorneys, and the press for the first time since the onset of the pandemic in early 2020. The court says courtroom bar admissions will also resume. Masking will be optional. The court will also continue to provide a link to the live audio feed during oral arguments. Justices had heard arguments by video conference, and in-person sessions were limited to a small group of court personnel and credentialed journalists.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
Journalist Katie Couric announced she'd recently been diagnosed with breast cancer after missing her annual mammogram by just 6 months. Dr. Alyssa Cubison is an Ohio State Medical Center radiology professor and says each cancer is different.
Patients will say, oh, I have time, or and for some you do, but other cancers grow much quicker.
She says women should get annual mammograms starting at age 40, earlier if it runs in the family.
For example, if you had a mother as a first-degree relative and she was diagnosed at 45, we would recommend getting your first mammogram at 35.
The CDC says each year in the U.S., more than 264,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer.
A spacecraft getting close enough to take photos of planet Jupiter.
For the first time in 22 years, a human-built space probe flew pretty close and grabbed a bunch of photos of Europa. It's Jupiter's famous icy ocean moon. The Juno spacecraft was launched back in 2011 and just this past Thursday came within 220 miles of Europa. NASA scientists are still reviewing the data, which will be used to plan the upcoming Europa Clipper.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.